tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
He tweets at Nick Allens, and you'll be in Tabor, Iowa.
Yes.
T-A-B-O-R, right?
Yes.
I think I see the sign when I cruise through the country.
Right. Be like Friday night at the Doghouse.
The Doghouse in Tabor, Iowa. Our own Nick Allen.
Yeah, Dusty Stell and Tyler Walsh.
All right. Check them out. What time does the show start?
9 p.m.
All right. Entertainment. Big time entertainment coming to Tabor.
Yeah.
Entertainment. Tyler loves those Sunday drives.
Oh, I do that. I get the car. I drive Sundays. Sundays.
Yep. Where should we go? Let's go to Tabor.
Just cruise through Sunday.
I'm doing a corporate show with Richard on Saturday. I had a corporate gig in Lincoln last weekend.
Yep.
And they're like, hey, just be the lady who was our contact there.
Like, what was the corporation?
Some staffing place. Like from around Nebraska. They all kind of congregated in Lincoln.
All right.
And she's like, hey, before the show, we're just going to give an award to the owner. And then... we'll bring you up. I'm like, okay. So she gives an award to the owner, and then the owner starts talking.
Oh no!
And he's like, hey, it's been our best year financially, and I really think it's because of God. And like, he starts talking about like his devotional. He looks at every day, and like,
he
builds out everybody. And I'm like, then he kept going on and on. I'm like, I'm gonna be talking about stealing from the self checkout in like 5 minutes. Like, stop, please.
Yeah. did you stand up in the back and hold up a candle and wrap it up?
Right.
Wrap it up.
Like, that's enough, man.
You know, your first line should have been?
Suck it, Jesus.
No, it should not have been.
Yes, it did.
Don't listen to him.
As a good friend of mine, Craig Evans, says.
Suck it, Jesus.
Not.
So yeah, God is the reason they made money. God.
Yeah.
So it's obviously a private company. You got to put up with that crap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then at the end, he's like, that speech is probably illegal. I'm like, well, I don't think it is. Oh, Chick-fil-A can close on Sundays. I don't know. If it's a privately owned company, I don't think it matters.
It'd make you not want to work there.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah,
did you go up there and you went right in? Not that you're dirty at corporate shows, you can't be, but you were talking about stealing from the checkout, right?
Okay, yeah, pretty soon after that.
Did you go, show my dad's gay, do that bit?
Nah, he left that one up.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Bro, Nick Allen.
Yeah, I've got to stop talking. At these corporate shows, I always end up talking about how bad I've bombed at other corporate shows. Like, I've got to take that part out of the set.
I think you should make them all bomb. God, you guys actually go up and work like this?
Yeah, you should make them all bomb.
Well, no, bomb.
Sometimes it's bombed. You don't really have to try.
Bombed about their gigs.
Oh, that's different entirely.
They get kind of bummed.
Yeah.
Well, you would.
Right.
Did you kill?
There's a couple moments that are okay, and then you just kind of
did you kill or did you crucify? I'm going to get up here, and I'm going to crucify this crowd.
Yeah, those are the shows you just want to have the shortest set possible.
Yeah.
Like my friend Brad Stewart, he had to do an hour, and I'm like, good luck.
An hour?
See ya. Yeah.
At a corporate gig, an hour?
I'm going to get a couple drinks.
Even the Funny Bone's 45 minutes for the headliners.
Yeah, I don't know if these places, because they're paying for it, they're like, hey, we want a long show. Or like, you really don't.
You really don't. You're right, you don't.
No, you need a little more talk about how Jesus was your best salesman this quarter.
Yeah.
Some guy's busted his
salesman
ass.
Salesman of the quarter goes to Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, those reviews have to be tough. You're the best sales guy. You're like, well, you're still not as good as Jesus.
Jesus, right.
Yeah, he still has a high approval rating.
Of course, if Jesus is beating you out for salesman of the year, you know what you're saying, Craig.
No.
You know I'm not going to play because you stop saying it.
Yeah.
Don't say it this time. People know what you're going to say.
I won't say it. Yeah. There's a nice little email.
What is it? The meth one. I like the meth one.
I like the meth one, too, but I didn't think it was appropriate at the time. Because we had people pouring their souls out to us.
Yeah.
But I can read it now if you want me to find it.
I like the meth one, too,
Let me see if I can find it here.
From a woman,
guys,
too.
I am happy to announce I'm 2 years clean off of a crack thanks to meth.
Oh, no, not that one.
Oh, okay.
No.
Not that one?
No. That was hardcore. That's a joke. No, Michelle.
The other meth me email.
The girl that said she gave up meth in 01 and smoked weed.
Oh, not that one. Okay.
There's two meth emails.
Yeah, you got to be more specific when you say the meth email.
Well, I liked them both, but I forgot about not the joke one.
Yeah. I don't think you got the right call on your AA weed topic. My dad's been sober for 30 years, plus sober from everything. However, he needed to take antidepressants, never slept well, decided to start smoking weed. He no longer needed antidepressants.
Miracle drug.
Able to sleep well at night. Here's the thing. He was very adamant about going to meetings on a regular basis until he started smoking weed. Then he stopped going to meetings and knowing he wasn't going to be really honest. That's got nothing to do with meth.
No, there's another one in there.
Damn it.
Michelle is
a meth. She wrote a second email.
Oh, it's a different girl.
No, I think there was a follow-up to that one.
Okay, oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I consider myself clean as of November 19th, 2001. IV meth user, among many other drugs.
God,
I smoke weed.
How jacked up are you on that, Craig?
And still consider myself clean.
Can you imagine veining meth?
So she does everything.
People do.
She stopped everything but the weed.
Yeah, but she can quit weed once in a while for job purposes, right?
I can easily stop smoking weed for a long period of time.
That's not Todd talking. He's reading.
Right. Say I need to look for a new job. And, you know, you're going to have a UA. Every time I see UA now, I think Under Armour.
Yep.
not urinalysis.
Yep.
Point is, it does not control your life or the addictive traits of other drugs. You guys know that. I smoke weed, and I believe I'm drug-free. I use Kratom for pain, so I don't get caught up in the pain pill, which is an addiction for me.
All right. Drink them if you got them.
And here's another one with nothing related to meth at all. I'm a welder from Omaha. I thought you guys would get a laugh out of this. We built part of the Falcons' new stadium, the Mercedes-Benz one, a few years back. My boss, a Steelers fan, and me, an Oakland fan, put team flags in part of the retractable roof of the stadium before we shipped out. Maybe that's why they haven't made it back to the Super Bowl. I hope your team loses. Nice. So inside the roof of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium is a Steeler flag. And an Oakland flag.
The Falcons have their
thanks
for
to some Omaha welders.
I like that.
That is cool. That is cool.
There's that dude working on the stadium in Vegas that buried a Chiefs flag in the foundation of the new Raiders stadium.
Yeah.
Then he got fired.
Did he get fired?
Yeah.
He got snagged.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep that to yourself.
Exactly. I don't know if Petey mentioned this. I may not have been in the room at the time. But it was on this, did he mention on this date in 18 and 99?
Oh, God, no. That's a baseball reference then.
It is not.
No, it's a sports thing and it's not.
It is a sports thing. It is not baseball.
It's Olympics then.
It is not.
It's.
Wait, now, what's the date?
18 and 99. Tennis.
Basketball?
You would have thought that he would have brought this up.
The peach basket. They put a hole in the bottom of the peach basket.
It made it easier
to play basketball.
It was on this date in 18 and 99. The wooden golf tee was patented by George Grant of Boston, Massachusetts.
What did you do before that?
Bamboo.
Oh, well, what they used to do before that,
too, you dumbass.
They would take piles of sand.
Sand, they'd pile it up, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And hit off of that.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that does.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a pain in the ass, though. So it's a good thing this guy came along. We'd still be hitting off sand.
Yeah. So, 18 and 99.
I don't think you stole any thunder with that one, so that's probably why I didn't do it.
Nah, we got to mention it. It's important.
No, it is of note.
Then they got the plastic ones, the fancy ones now.
Yeah, the brush ones. So they're all, you always put the tee in at the same height.
Blah, blah, blah.
That takes all the fun out of it.
I do that.
If you always know where you're going to hit the ball.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to hit the ball. I just know how high the ball is.
Tyler's he's a fan of the brush tee.
I'm a brush tee for that stupid reason.
I've seen.
I have no idea how to put the damn tee in at the same length every time. Most people don't either, by the way.
Occasionally.
I believe they don't.
I know. I mean, experts do. They just know what they're doing. They kind of have the same fingers on there.
Yeah, can't you just knuckle it?
You can, but I got that. I got the brush because.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah. Whatever.
Well, golf
whatever.
Or
let's just knuckle it.
Yeah. Do you put it in? I don't know. I just knuckle it.
Is it penis or nuts?
It is not nuts.
Oh, it's penis. Well, we're all confused. Might as well throw that in there.
Thanks for that. Apparently, there are.
By the way, is that clip of him just saying knuckle? I like that clip.
That probably could be,
Nick saying that.
But yeah, isolated.
I would use that, yeah.
You can knuckle lots of things.
Yes, you can.
Apparently, there's a company that will make pinatas that are full of mini alcohol bottles.
Nice.
But get consent.
But they fall.
Before you knuckle, get consent.
Right.
Do you have to do that in a ball
pit? They're plastic. They're plastic.
Oh, that's right. A lot of them are
airplane
plastic.
Airplane bottles.
Yeah, some are still glass, though. I bought a couple glass ones this week.
I imagine they would put
still
the glass.
Glass. Goose is still in glass. They want to be high class.
It's on the table.
Yeah. The Goose. Thank you. I've been trying to get happy holidays out of my brain. Walking through the hallways going, happy holidays.
Yeah, go with the goose. The goose is on the table.
It's on the table. So you hit the pinata.
and it's full of mini alcohol bottles.
I like that one. That's an adult party right there.
Can't you put anything something. You want in a pinata?
Yes.
Because they just come empty.
They come empty, right? Yeah.
Some of them. Yeah. This one. Yeah, you can get stuff in them, you know, whether it's candy or, well, in this case, alcohol.
What's cool is that little bottles of nitroglycerin.
Right?
That's always fun.
They explode, right?
A lot of people aren't expecting that.
No, they're not.
They're expecting something fun to come out of the pinata. Nope. Nitroglycerin.
Well, that would help the person who's hitting it, too, because you're blindfolded. You'd actually know that you'd got it.
When you blow
when
up.
It explodes. Yeah. Fill it full of booze at your four-year-old's party.
That'd be funny.
They're all excited. Candy. Like,
that's for the people.
This one's for mom and dad.
The adults we invited to the party, exactly.
A sweeping farm bill headed to the House after clearing the Senate by a wide margin. The more than $800 billion bill provides subsidies to U.S. farmers and ranchers, and, you know, they would rather not have to go with the subsidy.
And there's bankruptcies up, and Nebraska lost $1 billion because of the trade war that Ricketts is involved with. Yeah, so,
farmers and ranchers have struggled with declines in commodities prices due to the trade dispute. The final bill does not include tougher work requirements for people getting food stamps that was favored by House Republicans. The farm bill also legalizes production of hemp.
All right. Hemp genes.
Love that all these farmers
that was a move in the right direction.
That one. Yeah. One of them.
At least you can produce the
I love how we hate
industrial
people.
Hemp.
I love how we hate people with food stamps. You ever see the percentage we spend on that kind of stuff? It's nil.
It is pretty bad.
It's nil compared to everything else we do, and people hate people when they that are hungry. They hate them.
They do.
They hate them. I mean, not we don't, because we're not stupid.
Okay.
But but it's nil. The percentage you spend on helping people with food stamps is nothing.
It's probably a lot of money going to these farmers for subsidies.
There you go.
And they're mad at people on food stamps.
Yes, they are.
Of course they are.
What does SNAP stand for?
That's a food program, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's an acronym for something.
Yeah.
So now a pickle.
Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
I think so now a pickle. I think it's a good job. I think he's right. So now a pickle.
Could be anything you want.
Pretty good. Yeah, I like that. So now a pickle. It's food. Makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Well, it's food.
So now a pickle.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. The Oklahoma State Department of Health is approving new safety standards for medical marijuana food products. The standards will require...
But still, no fetus in your food. Remember that.
Well, yeah.
Oklahoma will allow this, which is cool. By the way, good for them.
The standards will require medical marijuana processors to label and test their items for metal, chemicals, and pesticides. Oklahoma voters legalized the medical marijuana earlier this year.
They did.
Yeah, they did. Now go recreational. Just go.
Yeah.
Do it. Everybody has it. That's the funny part about it. Everybody has weed.
Do they make, like, weed burgers?
Would you stop eating them, though? That's my problem.
No, you just eat the whole thing, and then baked afterwards.
Then you'd be hungry again afterwards.
Hell yeah. You get some fries.
I know when marijuana first became legal in Colorado, they had a lot of restaurants. It was weed-infused food.
Yeah.
And I don't know if a lot of those lasted.
Yeah, because you smoke the weed and then go eat the regular food.
Yeah, like you could have weed lasagna.
I've heard that, yeah.
Or maybe just like some weed-infused ketchup for your fries or something, just to go alongside the burger.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Good idea.
Yeah.
You know, if you're one of those people that likes ketchup, you know, normal.
if it had weed in it, Todd would like ketchup.
He might change his stance.
He'd like ketchup then.
He could find another way to have his weed delivered other than ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can put ketchup on your weed.
A whole line of weed condiments. Right. Weed barbecue sauce, weed mustard.
Yeah, there's a bunch of recipes for the canna burger.
Really?
Yeah. Well, sure. But I can't find a restaurant.
So it must not cook it out then.
Why would you put it
in there? Well, if you put booze in there, it cooks out the booze.
It cooks it out, exactly. But why would you put weed in there if it's going to cook it out?
Well, I remember doing that with my dad. Dad came over, we were like putting some wine and some sauce or whatever. I'm like, is this okay? He's like, yeah. He's like, you're an idiot.
It cooks out, right.
Yeah, if you remember, for marijuana, it has to reach a certain temperature in order for it to be effective for humans.
Oh, to make it? Oh, yeah.
Right. Which is why you have to make the butter, for instance, to put into other foods.
In order to release the THC.
So it does have.
We are having, I think there's a substance abuse people are really having trouble with today's show. We were just touting the virtues of alcohol and weed and drugs. Well, we do that every day. What am I talking about?
Well, not necessarily touting the
virtues. But we had a bunch of guys calling that were all sober to love the show. Like a couple breaks ago.
They had to tell us.
No.
They had to give us some insight.
And they're also telling us, I wish I could be you guys. But,
like, so you just don't drink? He's like, no. Yeah. I don't drink. I'm like, oh, that's okay.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't get that.
You mean like, never?
Never? Not even a beer? Yeah. That's what I always say. I don't drink. Not even a beer.
Like, what do you do on the 4th of July?
What do you do on any day? What do you do? It's a weekend. You have a beer, right?
What do you do after work?
Right. Yeah.
Before work.
What do you do before dinner?
What do you do, man? What do you do after dinner? What do you do with your time?
Even Fridays?
What do you do with your time? Even Fridays? Not really. Somebody's party of a drink, right?
How about when you and your friends get together on the weekend? Yeah. What do y'all do?
You don't drink?
You watch TV empty-handed?
What the hell's that?
You just sit there?
Yeah. You watch football?
No. Oh, yeah.
Does it help if you hold the remote?
I don't get you people. I look at my kids that way, who, by the way, are still sober because they're young. I'm thinking, man, that sucks for them.
Well, you just think about all the joy they've got ahead of them.
No, you're right.
When they
discover alcohol.
When they finally turn 21 and legally have their first drink.
Yeah, I always think about it. I always do that. Anytime a sporting event where the kids have to play early in the morning and the dads are sitting around, I go, man, how are they doing that? And I always say, well, you know, they're not hungover. They're 14.
One of the kids is.
maybe. Eventually, yeah. One of the kids will be.
One of the kids
is. But I'm just saying that we always we assume people are supposed to feel like us on a Saturday or Sunday morning. And you realize, kids don't drink. That's why they're running around out there.
Yeah, a lot of adults don't get all hammered either.
Well, who are they?
That's weird.
That is weird.
They're not part of my Friday night crew.
No, not at all. All right.
They're part of your Thursday night crew. Or your Wednesday night crew.
Yeah. We're all together tonight drinking somewhere.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we're drinking somewhere. We got a Klein thing tonight.
Yeah, don't forget that, Craig.
No,
yeah.
I won't.
All right.
Yep. Might have a little salami.
All right.
On a cracker.
Good.
Mix one of those in.
Yeah,
good
maybe
deal.
A nice cheese plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
In the parking lot?
Sure.
Whatever.
A salami.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.